Lieutenant, what's the policy with your department on taking weapons into interrogation rooms? Simple. You don't. You check them with the sergeant on duty. Every cop knows that. Why? Would you mind standing for a moment? Brown shrugged and stood. Now, let me see your ankles. I don't get it. Indulge me, Lieutenant. Is this what you want to see? Brown raised his trouser leg. He wore a small brown leather ankle holster holding a snub-nosed .38 caliber pistol strapped to his calf. Coward looked up at him. Now, you didn't point that weapon at Ferguson and tell him you were going to kill him if he didn't confess, did you? No. Absolutely not. And you never pulled the trigger on an empty chamber. No. So how would he have known about that gun if you hadn't shown it to him? This interview is finished, Mr. Coward. Oh, you're wrong, Lieutenant. It's just beginning. Matthew Coward drummed his fingers impatiently on the linoleum-topped table, waiting for Sergeant Rogers to escort Ferguson into the interview room. His trip to Pachula had left him energized with questions. Ferguson appeared in the doorway, arms filled with legal folders. I knew you'd be back. I knew what you'd find there.
Yeah? And what do you think that was?
That I was telling the truth. I found out you were telling some truths. What the hell do you mean? Didn't you talk to those cops? Didn't you see that cracker redneck town? Couldn't you see what sort of place it is?
Yeah.
One of those cracker cops was black. You didn't tell me that. You think that just because he's the same color as me, that automatically makes him okay? You think he's my brother? That he ain't as much a racist as that little worm partner of his? Where you been, Mr. Reporter? Kenny Brown's worse than the worst redneck sheriff you ever imagined. He makes all the bulls and bubbas of all those other Deep South cops look like a bunch of bleeding hearts from the ACLU. He's white, right to his heart and soul, and the only thing he hates worse than himself is folks his own color. You go ask around. Find out who the big headbanger in Pachula is. People will tell you it was that pig.